Hi, I'm DP Sidley along with Drew Doherty with five things to watch. And no, that is not a jaguar on top of Drew's lip. It is Movember. And we're clearly almost to the end of it, thankfully. This Sunday against the Jaguars, one of your five things to watch of one of the big playmakers on this team, despite the season, J.J. Watt. What are you hoping to see out of him Sunday?
100 sacks. But no, seriously, I think J.J. Watt has feasted on the Jacksonville Jaguars in the past. Why shouldn't it continue now? You know, he's having a streak now where he's peeled off a sack in four straight games. He's hit the quarterback an NFL best 30 times already. He's got also the league lead in tackles for loss with 15. So I think because of what we've seen from Jacksonville thus far, he's going to have another big afternoon.
Someone else who might have a big afternoon, Andre Johnson. He's about to reach a career milestone.
10 receptions shy of 900 career catches. That would put him in 15th place all time, and it's just another remarkable stat for a remarkable player. And if he were to do it, if he were to get those 10 in this game, he'd be the fastest to ever do it, tied with Marvin Harrison, 149 career games.
Well, I hate to do this, but we always have injuries every week, yeah. And a big one for Sunday's game, Kareem Jackson ruled out by Gary Kubiak. How is this going to affect the secondary?
Boy, well, Bryce McCain will start in his place. We'll see more of Brandon Harris. You might see Harris even at times in nickel and dime situations in as an extra safety, but Kareem had a chest contusion, what we thought. It's actually a broken first rib behind his collarbone. He let that out on Friday.
Back to two tight end sets on Sunday as well, with Ryan Griffin being cleared from concussion protocol. How is that going to play out?
You know, that's fascinating. It's one of the things you really want to watch, because last week you really only used one tight end with Garrett Graham, and he had the greatest day for a tight end in the franchise's history. So now that Griffin's back, you wonder how that affects things, how the ball is distributed around the field. And, you know, I think it'll be cool to see what happens. Also, remember, Paul Posluszny, he's the middle linebacker, one of the best players on defense for Jacksonville. He's going to be in the game. Wonder what that does to the Texans' passing attack over the middle.
I like how you said Posluszny. Finally, last thing to watch, Gary Kubiak up in the press box says he lost this battle this week.
He did. He will be up because of suffering the mini stroke a few weeks back. He's going to be up in the press box. The doctors have mandated that. It's less stressful than being on the sidelines. So how does it affect things? Will he, you know, gradually get a little bit better about what he was doing? Was it even a factor at all? Want to check that out.
Lots of things to watch for Sunday's game against Jacksonville. Be sure to check out our website, HoustonTexans.com. Drew Doherty, I'm DP Sidhu.